To coincide with the World Day for Refugees on June the 20th, a prayer vigil takes place in Rome for all the refugees who have lost their lives trying to get into Europe. Since 1990, over 17,500 people are known to have died on the dangerous journey from North Africa to Italy, Spain and Malta. The current crisis in Libya has led many more people to embark on the risky sea crossing in dilapidated and overloaded boats. The true death toll is probably much higher. Many of the refugees originally come from sub-Saharan Africa and would have made the long overland journey to North Africa on foot or by bus to find work. The evening prayer vigil at the Church of Santa Maria in Trastevere is organised every year by the community of Sant'Egidio in collaboration with other organisations. The vigil, entitled To Die of Hope, is led by Archbishop Antonio Maria Viglio, President of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People. I spoke to Sant'Egidio's Cecilia Pani about the annual prayer vigil and the scenario behind it.
For more than 10 years, we in the community of Sant'Egidio have started to collect news about people who died mainly in the Mediterranean Sea.
Cecilia Pani is a member of the Sant'Egidio community, a movement of laypeople dedicated to evangelization and charity. She's in charge of refugees and migrants.
Because we were struck about so many people dying and nobody could know anything about their story, their names. On the newspapers mainly was only about people coming to Italy like it was an invasion, a problem for southern Italy. And that's why we started to collect names and stories. And now we decided to do something in this occasion for the World Day of Refugee, to pray, to remember people who have disappeared, yes, and nobody can remember their names.
Now we're talking about men, women, children.
Yes, also babies. Families, entire families we have disappeared in the water, and most of them come from Africa, but also from Asia, from Turkey, from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, from China.
It's for these people that the community of Sant'Egidio, together with the Italian branch of the Jesuit Refugee Service, the Federation of Evangelical Churches in Italy, the Migrantes Foundation, and the National Caritas Organization, has organized the prayer service entitled Morire di Speranza, to die of hope.
Who are these people? What would you like to say about these people so that we don't forget them?
They flew from their countries. Most of them are, refugees. They wanted to ask for asylum, but there are also people who escaped their country because of natural disasters. His Holiness Pope Paul VI called them economical refugees, a sort of people who escaped their country not only because of political problems, but because their land gave them no possibility to leave.
You have met many of the ones who did make it, because a lot of them end up here at Sant'Egidio. What do they bring with them? What wealth do they have for us?
I think the ones who can reach our country are the strongest, also the most intelligent, the people who have already overcome a lot of problems and a lot of difficulties. That's why I say they are the strongest ones. Because you need money, you need courage, you need strength and good health to afford all this trip. In the last 10 years, I must say, in Italy we have less refugees, less people from Africa because of political choices. I'm talking about more difficulties in getting visas, and in general Europe has already closed its borders. But the ones who come really make us open our mentality, our eyes on the future, the real future of the world. That's why it's very important for us, for Europeans, not to get older as an old continent, but understand that our future is only with other people, and in particular people coming from Africa, because really the future of Europe is Africa. As long as the future of Africa is with Europe, I'm talking about the global aging of European population and the need we have of young people working. And also I'm talking about cultural awareness. Of course, Europe is a continent with a long history of culture, of important events. But now in the globalized world, we can only go on if we don't close our borders.
These people, when they set out on their journeys, are they aware of the dangers that they are about to face? Do they know that they might lose their lives in the journey?
Yes, they do. Absolutely. And moreover, they pay a lot of money to do this. We can understand how desperate they are if we think that they try this terrible trip aware of all the dangers. And we know this because we met a lot of people who told us the history of their trip. Some of them have traveled for months on foot, by ship, and then in cars, in trains, by plane too, some of them.
Cecilia told me that general attention was catalyzed in 1999 when two young boys from Guinea-Conakry hid in the belly of an aeroplane in a tragic attempt to reach Europe. She remembers their names.
Yagin Koita and Fode Tonkara. They wanted to go to Europe to study because in their country they couldn't go to school. Their bodies were discovered in Brussels many days later.
Let's remember these two boys. You said their names, but like them, there are thousands of others.
I think we can do something to avoid this. I think we can, in Europe, we can work to help Africa in many ways, economically and politically. But this is not enough. I think there is place for these people coming to Europe. We need them. And instead of being scared of invasions, it would be better to avoid such deaths and to help them to cross the border in a more secure way, because the danger is not for us, Europeans, but it's for them, for their life.